you have a 30-minute demo that you've recorded and it's one massive chunk. And one sliver, it becomes out of date and then you feel like, I got to redo this whole thing. So here's the hack. Break it into smaller pieces. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Tassino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
It's everybody's favorite time of the week. If you're a high leveler and a marketer and you've been trying to do even more, Matt is coming at us with his high level hot takes.
Here we go. We got a hot take. So high level, double-edged sword of they create so much. They innovate, they iterate, they improve, they deploy so much. And you're like, this is fabulous. It's like over-the-air updates every day in your Tesla, right? Like it just feels magical. What's the downside of that? The downside of that is unlike a Tesla where it's all software, like it changes UI. It changes fundamentally how things kind of like work and operate. And so if you're trying to sell high level in a evergreen sort of way, it's a little bit frustrating because you're like, wow, what? I put together this beautiful, amazing presentation and the next week it's completely out of date. And you're like, oh my gosh, the software that gives me so much leverage also takes away all of my leverage on the sales side because I have to constantly update all of my sales material to match what's current and relevant today. So there's the double-edged sword. If you've been selling high level or done presentation-based or you know recorded-based demos or anything like that, you get me. If you haven't, heads up. And I'm going to give you some hacks that I use to work smarter, not harder, and not grow in you know, sort of like annoyance because I love all the updates. I want high level to keep on doing that. I want them to keep on deploying new things all day, every day. And I wanted to find a way where I could still sell with leverage and not have to redo my presentations every other day. So here's what I do. I look at the things inside of the platform that don't change. So there are categories of things that have been recently updated, recently overhauled, or you'll notice they kind of like the newer versions of things are actually done in a way where you can't even like change the UI on it. So here's where I've done this to create resources for us because we will play around often with like, you know, UI access stuff. Like we use the HL Pro Tools theme builder and we love it. Now there are categories that they don't let any injectable CSS or JavaScript, you can't customize it. Doesn't matter who you are. They said, you can't do that. And so I was like, okay, how do I work this to my benefit here? And it's like, okay, that's what I can do. We continue to innovate on like, let's say 80% of the software, the 20% that can't change, won't change, and isn't going to change anytime soon. That's what I focus on from a sales perspective, from a presentation perspective. And so, you know, one of those timeless things, if I'm going to demonstrate it, is let's go like miscall text back. High level is not going to change the function of missed call text back, meaning a call comes in, it was missed, and they text them back. And to be fair, they did change this, but it's like after they change it, they put it over there. It's in the company settings. It's native and default. I don't think they're going to change that for the next 5 years. So if you showcase, demonstrate, highlight that zoomed in area where you change the missed call text back settings, how simple it is, and you could even demonstrate and visualize it in like a workflow, another example of an area of the software, isn't going to change, to be fair, has already had one major change. So we're post. If you've been with the high level for 3 years, like Matt, it changed. We used to have, I mean, if you've been with it for 5 years like us, there was campaigns and triggers, workflows didn't exist. Then there was V1 of workflows. Now we're in V2 of workflows. They're not doing a V3 of workflows anytime soon. They've already gone through because they have a backlog of kind of like their new updated UI. And they're combing through all the old stuff and making those updates. So you find these areas, opportunities is another one, which have already gone through the update. It's amazing. You do that and you're like, you probably have a couple of years before there's a major significant shift. So what we constantly do is look like what just got deployed in terms of like a major overhaul, or like I can already tell you has happened in the last year. They're not coming back to it. They're working through the list of all the things that are still being done. So a good example, actually, I just saw an update this week, reporting. I would not demonstrate reporting. Why? Because it hasn't gone through the update. Like it actually, they just updated like one little section of it this week. So if I previously had an evergreen version of like showing them how amazing reporting is, you know, voila, this week you would have been frustrated. And I actually think there's still more to come. So there's my hot take. If you don't have agency reporting, you are on SaaS mode right now to get that. One, check out hlprotos.com/affiliates. We have an amazing bonus for you. But two, it's super powerful just from like internally in your own sub account to see call reports and all that sort of stuff. But three, don't actually showcase it to your customers right now because it's going to be changing rapidly. But yeah, so if I come back to missed call text back, already had an overhaul, not going to change. You could demo that day in, day out. And my demo for that is probably going to be good 2 years from now. Fabulous. Tons of margin in my life. And I don't have to be frustrated because I try to showcase something that's going to change. Another area that we're starting to do more of this is dashboards. It had a recent overhaul. It's actually super customizable. You can now fully change the look and feel of all of it. I've done a past show kind of, I think we even broke down into like some of my favorite things and aspects you can do inside of dashboards. Now, if you wanted to showcase to customers, as an example, a feature there of like building out a custom dashboard for your business, that process, not going to change for the next couple of years. I mean, inherently, it can be customized. So it could be whatever you want, but we're not going to see a big UI change there. We're not going to see it dramatic, like to the point where it's like, oh, now it's my demo is irrelevant. Now, if you've done a demo, honestly, I think it's relatively, let's say 8 months ago, you would have been like, ah, bummer. Why? But the version of the dashboard was the one that was still there from 5 years ago. So in this process, if you find something that just did a recent major overhaul, you're good. That's a great thing to evergreen in terms of demos. And as an example, missed call text back, anything inside of workflows right now, we love like find, and when I say anything inside of workflows, find like a timeless aspect in workflows. What if I showed them how to have abandoned cart nurture, right? They started the process. They did step one. They didn't do step two. That's something we demo because it's evergreen. That's not going to change. The trigger of form opt-in didn't purchase. And so therefore it goes down this nurture path. An amazing thing to visualize, especially if you're in like a more digital product space where they have that kind of a buying process. And the UI is not going to change. Your demo is going to be good forever. The last thing tidbit I'll give you in terms of a hot take here is we do a modular approach to these things. The really most frustrating thing is you have a 30-minute demo that you've recorded and it's one massive chunk. And one sliver, it becomes out of date and then you feel like, I got to redo this whole thing. So here's the hack. Break it into smaller pieces. This is actually, if you're in HL Pro Tools, we give you like the demo and that's how it's built out. We give you the files. It's broken into those small pieces. Why? Because sometimes you want to highlight certain things over other things. And then also sometimes you just want to like update one sliver of it. And so that's the magic is you're like, ah, I only update the one sliver that's actually affected as opposed to doing the entirety there. So if you're doing either evergreen webinars, evergreen VSLs, evergreen, you know, recorded demos, here's my hot take and hacks for doing it in a way that you don't get frustrated and burn out in the process. Because after about three times of having to redo it in the span of 3 months, you give up. I see this happen and they're like, forget it. I'm not even going to bother with it. And so that's not my hope for you. My hope is you find leverage, you create margin, and you take advantage of this amazing, powerful tool.